Blog Talk Radio.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on, get your bounce on, get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fifth one, fourth one. Come on, sing it.
I never knew I could be so happy.
they gonna wanna hit the horns.
Radio can hear me. Man, who else we have out there? I want to hit my roll call real quick. I see you, Bless Simmons, Tawana Simmons. I see you. Great morning to you as well. Ms. Vovo and Phoebe, great afternoon all the way over in South Africa. Great morning. Ms. Joanna Osborne, I see you guys. Roll call. Yes. And okay. I see you. Yeah, we used to sing a little bit, Joanna. We used to sing. We used to try to do a little something. So what's up, man? I haven't been on Facebook Live in a couple weeks now with the grind, man. I figured I would crank it back up. For those of you that have been listening in, man, you know I've been on the actual Blog Talk Radio number. And here's what I want you guys to do. I'm condensing these shows. They're not going to be as long. But I do want you guys to take down the number. It's on the banner. If you guys didn't see it, it's 657-383-1291. If you guys don't see me on Facebook, dial into that. As a matter of fact, everybody that hears this now, some people hear it now and some people hear it later. Everybody that hears it, if you can, every time you know the grind is coming on, man, dial into that number as well. What that does is that helps me boost my ratings, which gets more viewers, which means we can grind and we can bridge more gaps, man. So I am definitely appreciative for everybody showing up on Facebook Live. I'm appreciative for everybody showing up here in Blog Talk Radio Land. Thank you guys for being a part on both platforms. But, you know, I wanted to jump into this thing quick today. And there is always a brighter day, so I wanted to play a little bit of Kirk Franklin for you guys. But, you know, there are a lot of things that you have to overcome. And like, hey, what's going on, Joe? Good to see you, my brother. Sean Jackson Hughes, I see you. Great. Thank you guys for jumping on. Ms. Pam Mickens McCray. I always call her Pam Mickens McCray because that's how she comes up on Facebook Live. Like she's not my wife. Ms. Pam McCray, I see you out there. Yeah. So look, man, there are a lot of things that's going to happen to you in life, man. I'm talking to somebody this morning because somebody needs to hear this. I see you, Shelly Sam Beavers. Thank you for jumping on. Great morning to you. Somebody needs to hear that things actually do happen to you in life. I don't know what you were told, but and it ain't going to be a brighter day every day, but it is a brighter day. It comes, but it's all in the mind, right? So when I think about things that happen every single day, there are people that actually don't know that they're supposed to go through trials and tribulations, and there's supposed to be a little bit of drama and strife in their life. And they don't understand that you have to go through it in order to get to it. And that's not just a cliche. You really do have to go through it in order to get to it, because if you get to something and you haven't prepared for it, now I'm not saying that your whole life has to be a struggle, okay? But I am saying that in order to get where you want to be, ladies and gentlemen, there has to be some sort of a sacrifice. And you are the determining factor on what that sacrifice really is going to be. Whether or not it's going to be intense, whether or not it's going to be long, whether or not it's going to be very, very hard, it's totally up to you. There's a lesson in it to be learned. But as you guys heard, the name of the show was Levels, and I like to say Level Up because I know this megastar Sierra has a song called Level Up. And I wanted to talk to you guys briefly because the show is not going to be long. I wanted to talk to you guys briefly about levels because people go through a lot of crap. You know, every day. And I just said that there are lessons to be learned in it. And, you know, just like me this morning, you know, I got my mic here, can't use my mic. All of my music's not, you know, a lot of different functionalities not there. and technical difficulties, right? So I had to improvise, adapt, and overcome, right? And that's what life is all about. There's levels that you have to improvise, adapt, and overcome, because people are in that stage in life to where you may be very young, and you may not quite understand that in order to get to it, you got to go through it. You think that things are just going to be great, but there are certain levels that you're going to have to cross, and there are a lot of different levels. And I want to prepare you guys, because my motto is I'd much rather hurt your feelings than harm your future. Somebody needs to tell you that you're going to have to go through some things in life, but I'm here to give you a little hope. Knowing that you're going to have to go through things in life, you know, that's the part that you have to get past. But here's the thing. When you start going through things in life, it's not about the fact that you're going through it. It's how you go through it. It's the lesson that you learn in it. How fast do you actually learn a lesson? What do you get out of it? Do I say, you know what, I know why I'm going through this, and this is what I need to tweak. This is what I need to fix. And if I don't fix this, I'm going to stay in this thing. And it really is a determining factor on how you reach and how fast you reach each level. How fast do you learn your lesson? And as I always say on this show, guys, I'm not just talking to yourself. I'm talking to myself, because I haven't arrived. This isn't just for you. I'm talking to myself as well. I call it, you know, pound conversations with self. And when you're having a conversation with yourself, as you want to have other people around that can benefit from those conversations. And, you know, I said the other day when we were talking, when everybody was at my house, I said, you know, I even started a show called The Grind so I can talk to myself and talk to everybody else while I'm doing it. In everything that I do, but I definitely wanted to share with you guys the stuff that I go through, because somebody's going to be able to relate. And just like you, somebody's able to relate to what you're going through. But the key is to not take them to the edge of the bridge. The key is to help them get over the bridge. And you only help them get over the bridge as you're crossing the bridge yourself. So it's not that things are going to happen. It's what you do when those things happen. And everybody wants to go up in levels, right? Everybody wants to move to the next level. And I'll tell you this, coffee break. And I'll tell you this, every level is going to require you to conquer another devil. Bottom line, there's no way around it. It's just the way that this thing called life was designed. There's going to be another devil at the next level that you're at. Even right now, if you're on your job and you're ready to move, you want to move to another level. You may not be ready yet, but you want to move to another level. And a part of your preparation to move to that next level is, man, you got to conquer the devil that's creating, getting, holding you back on the level that you're on right now, right? So you got to conquer the devil on the level that you're on. And what is that? What is the devil? I think about the game Donkey Kong. Some of you realize that, right? This is just coming to mind. Some of you realize that. You know, this show is unscripted, so I don't write crap down. The show Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong, you know, you gotta get past the monkey. I don't know why they call it Donkey Kong, and it was a monkey. It was an ape on it. I don't know. Maybe somebody can help me with that. Maybe I missed the donkey. I don't know. But you have to get past the ape on this level and jump over barrels on this level before you can climb up to that level. And as you're running, trying to get to the ladder, which is the escape part for you, you run to it, and they're throwing barrels and fire at you and crap like that, and you have to time it just to know about it. Now you know the barrel's coming, you see it. Before, you were looking right in front of you, but now you start looking, okay, that, know they're rolling barrels at me. They got little things jumping at me, so I got to really look what's happening ahead of me now, and I got to learn how to time my jumps just right. Now I jump over this barrel, and then on top of it, boom, look, they just threw the monkey in at me. So, boom, now I fall off, and I got to start all over again. You didn't learn how to get past the barrel and the monkey, so you didn't reach the ladder. So on this level, you got one barrel and one monkey, and you jump over the barrel, and then the monkey comes, and just before it gets there, you're able to fast enough climb up the ladder. You're at the next level. Deep breath. You're like, wow, I just made it to the next level. Newsflash, there's a couple more barrels and a couple more monkeys on this level. So what I'm saying to you guys is every level is going to require you to conquer another devil. And if you're not prepared for that, is going to be a surprise for you every single time. So the people that are able to surmount and climb from level to level, these are the people that have become super humble. These are the people that know how to learn. These are the people that look, listen, learn, and lead. They understand that I got to know how to do something before I can actually do it. I got to study. I got to be a student. I got to get in this thing. I can't just talk about it. I got to actually do it. I know that my stretch goal is for me to be here, and I know that I'm just here. I'm not going to pump my chest because I'm on this level. Look, y'all, I made it. This is where I am. I'm not saying don't celebrate, but what I am saying is that don't get caught up celebrating when you know you're not where you want to be yet. People will applaud you in good time. Don't worry about that. It's going to happen. So all you do is you keep grinding. Now you've got a couple of barrels and a monkey that's coming on this one. Now you got to figure out how to get past that level. It may be on your job right now. It may be in something that you're doing physically. It may be in something that you're trying to do financially. Whatever it is, ladies and gentlemen, you have to figure out how to circumvent that person that comes to your desk every day and pisses you off. You have to figure out how to circumvent, you know, that boss that never really wants to give you the credit for the things that you do, takes all your credit. You got to figure out how to get past that. You got to figure out not how to sweat the small stuff, because you're destined for greater things. See, I always hear us talking about, you know, the little cliches, you know, I'm more than a conqueror. You know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you're talking about a lot of different things, but it's just talk. If you're not actually practicing those strategies, putting the activity to the words, then it really doesn't matter, because now somebody, you just got off the phone talking to somebody. I could just get off this show talking to you guys and telling you that you can't let the little stuff bother you. And then all of a sudden I walk outside and I curse somebody out because I let the little stuff bother me. It's not that it's going to happen, guys. It's how you handle it when it happens. And that's what makes great people great. They know how to handle the little stuff that can equate to big stuff, right? And here's, I'm gonna let you guys in on something that's happening to me right now. Coffee break. So right now there's this thing called fraud that happens all around the world, people, and people get catfished every day, right? And I'll use the catfish term because people call it catfishing. This lady called me. I'm gonna keep this brief because I only got so much time. This lady sent me a message saying, "I want my money back. I want to make sure that, you know, you said you were gonna marry me, and you said, you know, that if I put this money in, you would double my money, and we were gonna get married. Yada 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 yada, all kinds of stuff." So I'm looking at this. And I'm saying, okay, who is this? You know, I already have a wife. I already have a family. I definitely hadn't told anybody to invest any money, especially not the sum of money that she was referring to. And so I sat there. So I sat there and I said, look, lady, I said, I don't really understand what it is. I said, my heart goes out to you. I said, but it sounds to me that you got frauded by somebody, but it wasn't me. Somebody that used my picture and my name, and they actually thought that it was me. They were like, "Ha, I found you," right? So it's about how I handle that situation. So what did I do? Guys, you know me. I always say, you know, I'm an eagle, and I understand the gravity in certain situations, and some things you have to handle, but some things just doesn't require me to shift what I'm doing to actually pay attention to it. And so you know, I went ahead and I blocked the lady, right? So when I blocked the lady, she all of a sudden went on one of Pam's Facebook Lives, and she was talking noise on there. And so, you know, well, you know, your husband said this, and I'm like, well, what? And somebody's name, they didn't even know the person's name that frauded her, but they knew it was my picture and my name. So now at this point, I'm like, okay, I'm not saying you can't get pissed off, because you do get a little pissed off, but it's what you do when you get pissed off, because it aggravates you sometimes. I get that. We all have that emotion, and God gave it to us for a reason. But what you do with it, does it actually hinder you? So Pam responded to the lady and blocked her, right? And guys, to be honest with you, that's the extent of the energy that I want to give it. I'm not going to give it energy, because whatever you give, energy grows. I'm not going to think that I'm the only person that this is happening to, and I'm not going to pay it any mind. I'm going to keep moving, because I don't have to prove who I am. I don't have, that's not what I do. Then I realize, I'm like, okay, maybe it's not somebody that frauded her. Maybe she's actually trying to fraud me, and she wants me to jump through hoops and try and clear my name. Well, my name is not even muddy, guys. I'm above reproach. I don't have to fight battles that I don't need to fight. So that's that. When that thing, when things happen to you, you have to figure out how you're going to handle them. Because if you don't handle them the right way, it could have you sitting right there in that spot trying to figure out how to handle it. Now you're constantly getting ran over by the very same thing every single day. But levels, ladies and gentlemen, are always going to have different devils. And the higher you go up, it's just like gravity, right? You level up, you go up, and there's another devil there. He's bigger, he's badder. Why should you be able to handle a bigger, badder devil, right? Why? Because you've gotten bigger and badder. So the enemy is going to throw something at you bigger and badder. They always say, to whom much is given, much is required. And we always tell people, guys, be careful what you ask for. Because you may say you want to make $1 million, two, three, four, five. You want to be a multimillionaire, whatever it is you say. But if you're not prepared mentally to be there, then it's a devil on that level that's going to take you out. There's going to be a lot of barrels rolling, and you won't even be able to get up to be able to try and time your jump. If you haven't went through those other levels and understood the message that was on each one of those levels, you put it in your book, you wrote it down, I went through this one time, I'm never going to go through that again. And what did you put in place to make sure that you never go through it again? How would you flag it? How would you get past it? Because once the enemy throws it at you and they see that you circumvent it, why throw the same thing to you again, right? Why do the same thing? If you're in a football game and you throw the down and out two times, and then you now all of a sudden you got a man standing there waiting because they know you get ready to throw the down and out pass again, why would you throw that pass again? It's just going to get intercepted. So they're going to throw something else at you, but you have to build the mindset muscles to get you past each one of those levels. And that's what this thing is all about. When you hear Sierra talking about level up, level up, level up, guys, that's it. You have to turn your game up. You have to figure out how you're going to be better than everybody else. How are you going to be stronger than everybody else? Yeah, you wish everybody else the best, guys, but life is about, it's really a big competition, right? And you're not in competition with the other person. You're really in competition with yourself. Because you can only change you. So if you're in competition with yourself and you know that you want your life to be the best life that you can possibly live because you want to be able to inspire not only your family, but people around you, when you know that, then at that point, guys, you're ready to level up. You're ready to level up from next level to next level because you're learning all of these lessons. Some of you have some things going on right now in your life that you feel that I can't get over. I'm like, this is taking me out. You say the words, you say those deadly words. This is killing me. Never say words like that in your life because what happens is those words enter into the atmosphere and they create a vibration that attracts other negative vibrations. And before you know it, you say, I don't think this can get any worse. And boom, it gets worse just like that overnight. And I promise you, why am I telling you that? Because it happened. I know it. I know it to be true. There's nothing to be gained in saying and verbally abusing yourself. Oh, I can't do this. This is too hard. You know, this is, man, if I do this, I'm just not going to recover from this. I mean, I'm not going to go to the gym because I'm going to be sore after I go to the gym. You just killed it right there. You're not going to the gym. I'm not going to do that because I'm going to lose that money. I don't want to lose that money. I need that money. I can't take a risk because you're playing small. You're constantly, constantly, constantly playing small in your life. And when you're playing small constantly, small only gets small. You play towards the thing that you want to get. You know, we had Johnny Green over at the house the other day, and he said, you know, there's nothing to be gained really in playing small. You have to figure out who the underdogs are in your business. You have to figure out who the superstars are in your business. And you have to pay the attention to the underdogs because the underdogs are the one that are the hungriest. They figure that, you know what, I'm here, I ain't got nothing to lose, I'm willing to risk it all, I'm willing to put it all on the field, and I'm willing to go in, and I'm hungry enough to get this thing. Then you've got the superstars that already think that they've arrived, and you have to do so much for them to get them to move that, you know, they got to have a green room, they got to have this, they got to have that, they want shrimp, they want lobster, they want everything on a platter and for you to provide, and at the end of the day, don't do anything. So he said, you're looking for the underdog. In your life, you see yourself as the underdog, and you're always in that place of humility, And you're always in that place of I'm listening, I'm ready to move forward. I'm learning a lesson on this level. I'm not getting too big for my own path. Guys, I'm moving through this thing in the pace that I'm supposed to move through, but more importantly, I'm learning the lessons that I need to learn that's going to get me past to the next level. And when I get there, I've built like two or three more muscles that can sustain me on that level. Let's hit it again. Let's work out some more. What do you got for me this time, devil? Because whatever you're throwing at me, I'm ready. Then after a while, what happens? You start to rise so high, and you get up there, and the gravity is going to pull at you until you get to a certain level. And when you get to that level, you get to that. I call it the I really don't care level. It's, you know, at whatever. I don't care. Why do you get to that level? And you're like, you know, I don't care. Just, you know what, man, I'm good. I get it. I'm not going through this nonsense anymore with you. I'm not tapping into this drama. I'm not doing that. Just do what you do. I'm going to do me. You do you. You get to that level because you've seen so much and you've learned so much and you know you've built the muscles to circumvent anything. And the only thing that you're interested in doing is showing other people how to do the same. And everybody's not ready for that. Some people just want to continually be professional victims. And if they're professional victims day in and day out, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot help a professional victim until they're ready to understand that everybody in the world is not against them. And most importantly, they're ready to get out of their own way. Most people think that there are so many enemies in the world that are around them, they can't go to the next level because they're fighting themselves every single day. Ladies and gentlemen, level up, man. Level up. It's time for you to stop playing small. It's time for you to start playing big. It's time for you to realize that, you know what, this thing is not all about me. There are bigger things in life. There are higher planes for me to reach. And if I realize that I got to get up and I got to get out of my own way, then at that point is when you start moving, man. It's like the resurrection. Man, you resurrect something inside of you that you've never seen before. And when you do that, now you start playing bigger. You start taking the risk that you need to take. Because the reality is what you've done to this very point, to this very day, to this very second, has gotten you to where you are, and it's helping you to fit in where you are. And all you're fitting into is being average and mediocre. You fit in so well with the 97%, and it feels so good that you don't want to take any risk to grind and get any higher to the 3%, to become a 3%er. You want to. You're telling yourself that you want to, but you really don't want to take the hit. You're not ready for it yet. So, guys, level up, man. Level up, man, and understand that there's always going to be devils on every single level. I see my people on Facebook Live. Thank PayPal, Disney. Yeah, so I see people saying that they were fraud as well. y'all funny, man. Yeah, absolutely, man, absolutely. So I appreciate you guys, man, jumping on the grind with me today. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this show happens every Tuesday and Thursday morning. I'm thinking about switching the days to Mondays and Thursdays because Monday is a tough day for a lot of people, and I think it may be more effective on Mondays. We're going to keep the show kind of condensed to 30 minutes to respect everybody's time, but I really appreciate you guys jumping on, man, and you guys should go out and help somebody else bridge some gaps, right? Help somebody else do something with their life that they can be proud of, and how do you do that? Start with yourself, and you be the example that you're supposed to be, man. So God bless you guys. For all of my people on Blog Talk Radio, man, I love you. Thank you for jumping on and tuning in to the show. Guys, G-O-D, man, he's the one that you should be looking at, getting your strength from, and doing what you do, man. God bless you guys.
God, homie. Yeah, G-O-D, I could have been